I'd like to welcome back from Art of the Year Spotlight, the Executive Director of the LaPorte County Symphony, Emily Ioannis. Welcome back to Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thanks so much. Well, glad to be here.
Well, you had a busy time. You just had a concert not that long ago that was your first subscription concert, as well as the Children's Drayton concert. So tell us a little bit about both those events.
We sure did, yes. On October 11th, we had roughly 5,000 children enter LaPorte Civic Auditorium over the course of the day. Three concerts, and it was just fantastic to watch them interact with the music. I told the symphony, this may be the only time as classical musicians you get to feel like rock stars, because the kids were literally cheering like it was a rock concert when they would play the Star Wars theme and the Super Mario theme, and it was just very cool to witness that.
And so memorable for them as
well. Oh, yes. And that concert, you have time for like a instrument petting zoo or anything like that? Or
not for that one, but we did have one at our November 4th concert that was sponsored by Quinlan and Fabish. And that's a very popular thing. They get to put their hands on the instruments, try it out, try playing one. And kids just love that. And some adults too.
So tell us about that concert on November 4th. How did that go?
Yeah, it went really well. We had two incredible guest artists, Sally Koo on violin and Chester Englander on cymbalum, and it was just really great to hear them play with our orchestra, and it sounded fantastic.
That's great. You're coming up to the Holiday Pops concert, and this one, Carolyn is stepping aside and handing the baton to the associate director, so tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. Yeah. Chuck actually retired last season as associate conductor, but he is making a guest appearance this year. He is just beloved, especially in this program. He does such a great job putting the Holiday at the Pops together. So Chuck Steck will be conducting, and it will be its usual festive, exciting, kind of a mishmash of popular tunes, a few classical tunes, lots of pops fun. We are going to have a few special guests, so you can maybe imagine who those special guests might be. And then some might be a real surprise, so we're excited about that. We're also going to have the Illuminations Choir back with us, singing on a few of the numbers, and I actually am going to be singing solo as well, so you'll get to hear yours truly.
Oh, excellent.
Singing. So my LCSO debut.
Yeah, we were excited when we first interviewed you that you'd get a chance to perform, and then that's glad that that's happening already. So
yeah, I'm excited. Chuck asked me. Chuck and I were colleagues at VU for many years, and so he wanted to get me up there and singing with the orchestra.
So. That's fantastic. So, and he hasn't revealed his entire program yet.
He's not got his entire program, but I can tell you they're playing a suite from the Polar Express, which I think will be really popular. And I'll divulge what I'm singing, the soprano classic, O Holy Night.
Oh, beautiful.
In a very high key, so that everyone can enjoy that high B flat.
Well, that's great that you get to perform. So outside of the holiday season, what are some other things coming up for the orchestra?
Yeah, so we have our second subscription concert coming up in February at the Holdcraft Center in Michigan City. And that is going to be a side-by-side concert with a twist. So last year's side-by-side was with the LaPorte High School Symphony playing alongside our symphony. And this year we're welcoming the area music educators to come in and play. These are people who maybe haven't picked up their instrument in a while, or they're working on brushing up their skills, and their students will be able to see them play, so practice what they preach on stage next to the LCSO. So we're really excited about that opportunity to work with local music educators.
And then you have something that's kind of into the popular music realm for your next event, I think.
Yeah, well, so we do have another classical one in between. We have the March concert, which is classical, and we have a guest composer in residence, Ingrid Stotzel, who's going to be here, and we're going to play one of her original compositions. And then in April, we are going to have Beatlemania. So we're very excited. We have this classical mystery tour, which is a Beatles cover band complete with costumes and with orchestra accompaniment, and it should just be a really fun time hearing all those Beatles tunes orchestrated and played by our symphony.
Programming for next season, has that even started yet, or is it a little too early?
It's a little too early, not quite yet, but we hope to start in late December, early January. So it won't be too long before we're thinking about it. And I know that Carolyn already has some ideas brewing, as do I. So we're very excited.
Maybe briefly tell us about that process, you know, how that works.
Yeah. So usually Carolyn puts something together, and with input from the executive director, Tim would always have some input on that. So I'm really looking forward to that aspect of the position. And then she would share that with our performance committee. So we have a performance committee made up of board members, LCSO musicians, and myself. And so the performance committee will review her recommendations and maybe say, you know, that's, you know, we'd like to hear something a little more popular, or we'd like to hear something in this genre. Or, and so just kind of getting that input from a larger group is really helpful. And so then after the performance committee deliberates on it, ultimately it's the executive director and the music director who make the decision, but definitely not without lots of input.
Quickly, information about where people can find the LaPorte County Symphony and the upcoming concert.
That's right. You can purchase tickets online, lcso.net. For the Christmas concert, we have main floor seats available for $75. Those table seats go fast, so be sure to pop online and get your seat. Balcony seats for adults are $25, and balcony seats for children are $10. All can be purchased online, lcso.net.
That's Emma Yiannis, Executive Director for the LaPorte County Symphony. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.